A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed or crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Response is, let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. Blessed be God, who refused me not, my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are malignant, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, then for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God, put to death in the flesh. He was brought to life in the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, if you love you always, who the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him. in those places where the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. I ain't going to go there. Anyway, today as we come and we are on this beautiful Mount of Beatitude. Beatitude means, as Abraham already said, joy, peace, blessedness. Huh? And so, again, when you heard the first reading, it says everything they did, the town was filled with
joy,
huh? And then it says, always be reason. The second reading is what, you know, I have a foundation called the reason for our hope. What's the reason for our hope?
Jesus
Christ. And so here, Peter tells us, always be ready to give people the reason for your hope, huh? So it means we got to be people of hope. You know, I have a podcast every week, and it's about Anchored in Hope. So I had a person come, famous Catholic speaker, great guy. And he sat there and I said, okay, tell us the reason for your hope. He goes, I don't know. I don't have any hope, Father. And I says, oh, come on. You got to have some kind of hope. Nope, no hope. So I never could play that one because it went against the whole thing. But here it is, a famous Catholic speaker who says he has no hope. Is there an issue? Yes. We need to be people of joy and people of hope. That's who we are. So if we're not people of joy and hope, then we got to say, am I truly a disciple of Jesus? Because what happens is some people, none of you that's watching, but they always focus on themselves. How am I feeling? What am I doing? That never will give you hope and it won't give you joy. Huh? You've already done Mother Teresa's what it is to have joy, right? J-O-Y-J. Jesus first, O, others second, Y, yourself last. I have a thing, it's I am third, same thing. Any life that's focused on self, you'll never have joy, you'll never have life, you'll never have hope, because you'll always be focused on self. Someone with a toothache is always focused on my pain, my toothache. Some of us have spiritual toothaches, right? And it keeps us focused on ourselves. But what we got to do is get over that. Like one of the guys who was newly ordained a couple years ago, he used to come to daily mass every day at my parish for like 10 years. And he was just ordained. I'm there. And he goes, Larry, I'm so good. I'm a priest with you. And I says, it's good you're a priest with me too. He says, you know, all those years you taught me so much. I said, well, thank you. And he says, but you know, there's one theme in everything you've ever preached. And I'm thinking, well, what's this going to be? And I said, well, what is that? I'm thinking, you know, love God, love others. No, he says, what everyone knows from you is it's not about you. And I go, yeah, that's true. That it's not about us. It's always about God. So we got to be people, first of all, who are blessed. Now, again, if you ever watch any of the homilies, you ever watch any of my fan at my parish every week, for many, many years, I'll say, good morning, and they say, good morning, and then I'll say, how are you? And they will say, blessed. And they people that aren't Catholic or people that are visitors, they'll think, am I in a Protestant church here? You know, they're all so blessed here. Because you ask most Catholics how they are, oh, it's just horrible. Once I was doing a parish mission in Tampa, Florida. Not Tampa, it's on Panama City, over the other side. Well, yeah, then I was going down to do a men's conference in Tampa, which I've been down here many times. Well, when I said yes to it, I did not realize it was a six-hour drive. And so I was fatter in those days, and so these things get very tight, you know, around your neck when you're fat. And so I had my thing off and sat next to me. And in Florida, those of you from Florida, you don't have the sun pass. You have to stop in those days every 5 miles and pay that bar or whatever. So here I am driving down, and I get to the thing and pay the woman. There were still people there at those days, and I gave her the whatever it was, and she says, how are you today, sir? And I said, blessed. And she goes, don't we serve a great and mighty God? I said, we serve a great and mighty God. And there's one thing I knew about that woman when I continued to drive by. She was not a Catholic, right? You ask Catholics how they are, and again, oh, if my husband would only convert, oh, if my children would only come back to church, oh, I'm such a sinner, I'm no good. Oh, and it's all focused on themselves and about them. Then I was going down and turning in my car, you know, a rental car, and there was an African-American woman, 25 years old. So this is, I'm in my clerics, and I am there, and I'm turning in the key, and she says, how are you this morning, sir? And I go, I am blessed. How are you? She says, blessed and highly favored. I go, oh, yeah. You know, because why? Who is the first one to say this? Mary. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. Why? Because he who is mighty has done great things for me. See, when someone asks you how you are, and you go, I'm okay, I'm tired. Now, I'm not saying people say, you know how people say, I'm too stressed to be blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. That's the way it's supposed to be. Shut up. I am stressed, but I can be blessed in the midst of it. If I'm focusing on me, I'm stressed. If I'm focusing on Jesus, I'm blessed. And so when you and I sit there, and anybody ever asks you, like if I ask you for the rest of the trip, how are you? You better not say, I didn't like the food last night. Father, you talk too much. And whatever it is, you have to say, I'm blessed, Father. Because what's happening then, instead of having people look at you, you're having people look at God. When Mary says, from this day all generations will call me blessed, because he who is mighty has done great things for me. So what we do in our life, instead of bringing people to us, we point people to Jesus. And that's how we respond. I am blessed. Because that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be joyful people. Huh? Like a couple of the places, like I sit there and you walk by, or even the thing when we were trying to get into the Church of Transfiguration yesterday. And you had all those African-Americans, and they were singing, and they were dancing, and they were happy. Did you see the guy on the other side of the fence? It must be something about the Transfiguration, because there was a priest there, like I told you there once. There will be no singing. There will be no singing. Shh, shh. This is the problem. This is why everybody's not running to be Catholic. Because half the Catholics are constipated, right? And you know what it means to be constipated, correct? Full of, exactly. That's what I'm trying. We can't be like this. We should be the most blessed of all people. The most always points to God. You know, you ever get, like I go through a seasonal depression in March usually. Not much anymore because I try to go to Florida and that at different times. But you know what? You want to sit there and be a blessed life? I want you to put on one sheet of paper everything that you're worried about. Everything that stresses you out. Everything while you're depressed over. You won't fill a page, I promise. You're usually stressed and focused on one or two things, and the devil picks at it. And he makes you focused on yourself, your past, and your sin. And you listen to him. And so I want you to write on one sheet of paper all the things that make you depressed and sad. Okay? You won't get 10. It's usually, my spouse didn't smile at me this morning. I don't care. You know, I can't believe they didn't do it. And we obsess over one thing. But on other sheets of paper, I want you to start writing all the things you're blessed by. You can walk, you can talk, you can hear. You get to go to the Holy Land. Most people never get a chance to do this. You get to eat food every day. You get to see. You get to sleep. You get to be in a free country. And you'll have pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of why you're blessed. And the days you get down and the days you're getting stressed on self, you just start saying, thank you, God, that I can see. Thank you, God, that I can hear. Thank you, God, that I can breathe. Thank you, God, that I can receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Thank you, God, that I can go to confession. Thank you, God, that you love me. Thank you, God, that you died for me. Thank you, God, that I can do all these things. And then every time you and I praise God, you know what happens? We get lifted up into heaven. Because God dwells in praise. And so what happens is, as we start focusing, our vocabulary starts to change. You watch when you go home and people ask you how you are, and you say, blessed. Could you leave the Catholic Church over in the Holy Land? You say, no, I met a wacky, wacky priest. You know, same difference. But the reality, don't you think that Jesus was joyful? At the end of his life, he says, in John chapter 15, he says, all this I've told you, so my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Huh? So again, when you see people that aren't happy and joyful, you know they're not disciples of Jesus. They're just following Jesus so they can go to heaven. And people, if the only reason you follow Jesus is so you can go to heaven, Who do you love?
Yourself.
It's an act of selfishness. That's why there's no joy. That's why there's no hope. Because you're only focused. I have to earn it. I got to do harder. To hell. Zero. Do I deserve eternal damnation? Yes. You said that too fast. But Jesus Christ came and paid the penalty for me. So I can be focused on him and the future and be a man of joy. Huh? Some of you think I'm a kid. But the reality is, we must be men and women of joy. And you'll do that when you stop focusing on yourself and your problems and the things, and you start focusing on God and the blessings he's given you. And then you have this hope. And you ever notice, if you've ever been in a dark, dark place, if you light a candle, no matter how dark the darkness is, it can never conquer the light, correct? When you and I, instead of cursing a darkness and cursing how bad the church is and cursing how bad the country is and cursing how bad those other politicians is, no wonder you're messed up. You're filled with negativity. Why don't you, instead of cursing the darkness, bring the light to the darkness and conquer the darkness? That's what we're called to do. We're called to be the light. Jesus says, you are the light of the world, right on this mountain. You are the light of the world. So let's be light. Let's be joy. Let's be hope. You got it?
Got it.
Get it?
Get it.
Gonna live it?
Yes.
How are you?
Blessed.
Nature you know is love, today and forever. Amen. Amen.